Project Destino Nueva Tierra, Destiny New Earth. This is the first recorded channeling, the creative thought. This channeling was originally recorded in Spanish. My husband was recording and asking questions. They told me that the level of love that we can experience here on Earth is very limited. We understand love as the energy, the essence of everything. We understand as love. But there are many frequencies beyond what we understand love is. Those frequencies don't have a name because here on Earth we don't experience them. They give me an example. They said, imagine we create a scale of 1 to 1 million. It's not a real scale. They emphasize that many times, but it's done that way so that we can understand it, so that the mind can understand it. So that 1 million, we imagine, is the different levels of frequencies that can exist. They told me many times, it's not real. This scale is not real. It's that so that you can understand it. In 1 million, there are many different frequencies of love. On Earth, we can only experience, imagine we can only experience from 1 to 1,000. 1,000 is the level of love that a person who's enlightened can experience, a saint. They can only experience 1 to 1,000. Most people are far away below the 1,000, even below 500, very low. We can't experience higher levels of frequencies because in the state we're in, the body cannot stand a higher frequency than that. That's why we are so limited here on Earth. They told me, understand that you can have more light, you can embody more light, you can be more light by raising the consciousness and opening the heart. So that scale of 1,000 is infinite. There are many names given to love in other dimensions. That's what I remember from the message that they gave me last night. They spoke to me of many other things that right now I don't remember, but if you want to ask me anything. Question. Did they tell you anything about the new world? Yes, they did. As we agreed that we were going to channel today or the next day, I was rehearsing what I was going to say, who I was going to invoke. And I was channeling the questions I wanted to ask. And suddenly I received information about the free will. And what I remember they told me is that we believe that we don't have free will. That's what they've told us in the spiritual levels, in the spiritual circles. And they told me that's not true. It's false. We've also been told that higher beings cannot help us because as we have free will, they have to respect that. And we have to ask. That's not true. That's not completely true. if beings like us, like you and me, who have the dream, the yearning of creating a new world, for example, there are many beings of light like Isis who have the same mission, the same dream, and they can help without being asked. It's like we are a team and each one in the team has a mission, something to do. The idea is that they can, and in fact they do, use people like us to channel, for example, like we are doing now, or in many other ways. They come to the world in the shape of a human being, and they can help, like our cat Yamil, and they help and contribute what they cannot do, or even better, what they don't want to do, is to transform the world from one moment to the next. Of course, this is possible to do, but they don't want to do that because everything is a game, as we know. The world can be transformed from one moment to the next, just with a wish. But they don't want to do that because if they did that, it will be finished. The experience, the human experience, will finish. What they can do is come, contribute in any way to make the process faster or easier or real for us. They told me that there are many beings of light who want to create a new world, like Lucas, like you and me, and they are there helping, participating, and if we ask them, of course they come, and it's quicker, the process. But they also have their vision, their dream, their missions, and they do things without being asked to help humans, to help those beings who want to create this new world. So it's not true what we've been told, that humans, we have to ask and they cannot help. It's not true. Question. So can a world that's very different from the one that we have now be created? Or do you need to create that slowly, little by little, in time? It depends on what you want to do. You've been told that in this plane, the important thing is not the destination, but the path. So perhaps the most important thing in this plane for you is the experience. You're normally in a hurry to see the end, but when the end arrives, the mind wants to create something new. So it depends on you. If you want to create a new world now, you can do it. But where's the experience? Where's the joy? Where's the fun? What's left? That's why we created space and time, so that a wish takes a long time to manifest, and the experience, your experience, is more intense, is longer. But as we said, space and time are malleable, so you decide how long you want the process to be, how short you want it to be, what do you want to experience. If you want to experience the creation in a moment, instant creation, you can do it. If you want to experience the creative process, as you learn and as you experience and experiment with that, you also can. Everything is possible. It depends what you want. The problem we have is that all beliefs, absolutely all beliefs, are limiting. And there are beliefs that are deep within you, deeply rooted within you. Like, for example, the belief that to create a new world, for example, that's a long process. It costs a lot. It takes a long time. We are in the third dimension and everything takes a long time. That's what limits you to create a new world from one moment to the next. Question. Does the strength of the thinking process, does it need to come from a feeling, a sensation of how one would feel when that thing is real, or do you only have to think it? The thought creates the feeling, not the other way around. The focused thought creates an emotion, and the emotion a feeling, the sensation. For humans, it's easier to keep focusing on the sensation, even the emotion, than keeping the thought, keeping focus on the thought. So once you see the thought and the thought creates the feeling, you can put your focus on that feeling, imagining how you would feel in that new world, how it would be, so that you can keep focus on that thought. But answering your question, only thought can create. Just the thought can create. Focusing on that thought will create, but it's difficult for you because you have that storms of thoughts coming at you all the time. That active mind always imagining things, having new thoughts all the time. So it's difficult for you to focus in just one thought in order for that thought to create a new reality. So perhaps it's easier for you to use time and space to imagine things like that and use those feelings that the thought creates to focus the energy on, to focus the creative energy on. But again, answering your question, just thought is enough. But it's difficult for you. It's difficult for you to keep the focused attention on one thought without getting distracted. Next question. I understand that if we see the capacity of creation and to create a new world very different to the one that we are living, that fact makes you free of the pressure of this world, right? So it takes away the necessity of running away from this one. It's like you are here, like in a prison, out of your free will, instead of being obliged to be here, no? For example, the fact that you can leave this world and create a new one takes a lot of pressure out of you. It takes density to this world that we're living, that we are experiencing. The fact that we are living here feels freer. The fact that you can create something else, it takes away the necessity to create it as an escape. So the new world is not an escape from this one, but a beautiful yearning for more than a necessity to escape from this danger, this density. We understand your question, and yes, that's how it should be. Fear, stress are products, byproducts of the mind. Consequences of beliefs that you've been programmed to believe, they're not real. the necessity to escape a reality that it has been created and you don't like it, it's not real either. And to create a new world from that necessity, from that feeling of wanting to escape, things like, oh, I don't like this reality, I want to live in a more harmonious world. These thoughts create a frequency that you are going to take with you to this new creation. Like you said, I want to escape from this world, then I create a new one. But this new world is not then created from the purity of thought. It has been created from fear, from wanting to escape from something that doesn't exist. It doesn't create something of a high vibration. Or even better said, it creates something of a good vibration, but it could be even higher. If you create that from a more purer wish, the wish of creating a more loving environment, an environment that fit a higher level reality, of a reality of higher frequency, instead of, like you said, I want to escape from here. So simply change your intention. Don't create something to escape from, something else, from a prison, but delete the idea that you are in a prison. Know that you are born free and create a new world, the new world that you want to experience, to keep growing, to keep experiencing on this plane, something that you already are. Question. Yes. If thoughts create, do every single thought creates? We have thousands of thoughts. Which one is the thought that creates to create a new world? Because if you're thinking lots of things, all thoughts are creating lots of things. So why the new world is going to be created and not something else? The other thoughts that are also creating things, what's the difference? How? The key is on your intention and the focus. There are thousands of thoughts, as you said, and that thought in which we focus our attention on and consistency, the one that creates the new reality. From then, use time and space to add energies to that thought, a new thought that arrive about that new reality that you want to create. The key is to keep in your heart and in your mind the original thought, that thought of wanting to create a new world. And there, keep adding things, using your emotions, using your feelings, like we explained earlier, to keep that focus. Only one thought is required. The wish of what you want to create gives it strength. And using the tools of time and space that we've created, you can specify how you want that you want to create is going to be. If you want to create a new world, the thought is, I want to create a new world. For example, using that elastic band, that it's time we add specific things that defines how we want to create, how we want that new world to be, how we want that new level of the game to be. if you want it to be, for example, in a space of 10 years, then during that time, you keep adding your own tasks, your own creations, until in the space of 10 years, as an example, the new world that you wanted to create has been created. So it depends on you how long you want it to be, that time of creation. What do you want to experience? What do you want to add, to keep adding to that world? I understand. So, to summarize, it's just a thought. You can create that world from one moment to the next. But in this plane, you want to experience, to actually experience creation, the creation of that world. So you choose a time. We put the example of 10 years. And then using the time as an elastic band and space to keep adding things to that world. With your focus intention, with your focus attention on that original thought, on that pure thought, original pure thought, so that it doesn't get contaminated with doubts. And you keep adding little by little with your imagination, that thought creates from the emotions and feelings that it produces. You keep adding things to it, to that dream. And the last question. That dream, that keep adding things to that original thought, does it involve other people? I mean, can it involve other people on that thought, or do other people need to be added to that thought or not? For example, your mission can be a global mission, or does it need to be individual? Your mission, your vision can be as you like. If you want to create a new world, you only need one mind. That mind can add more people. It can create the necessity of more people. It can create the concept of collective consciousness, for example. You can do as you please, as you like. There is nothing else than you. There's only you. So in your new world, you can create whatever you want. You create the rules. We gave you the example of collective consciousness earlier. It's not real. They told you it exists. You believe it, so you give it strength. Then it exists. It depends on you if you want to create the same thing in your new world, to have this rule in your new world. If you want to be the creator of everything, or if you want that there is a collective consciousness that creates, that decides how to do it, then you create the rules of your own world. Nothing else is needed, just one created mind to create a new world. Everything else you decide. From our perspective, we also want to create a new world. There are many souls who want to experience, who want to play. We have a common vision, and we can all do it together. If that's your wish, of course. If your wish is to create a new world, a different world that fits your specific requirements, that's also possible. You can do it. But if you've asked our help, then maybe it's because you would like to work as a team with us. because you like to have the benefit of our experience, of our higher perspective beyond this game. And we would also like to create with you this new world. But that's your decision. And when we say you, we are talking about your soul to the two people who are here as one soul that you are. Thank you very much. Thank you. We will assimilate this and we will contact you again, okay? We're always here. We are at your service. And it's love, it's joy, and it's the innocence of the original thought. It's laughter. It's living from the perspective of a child that makes easier the contact with us. Your existence is softened, is quickened, and is more tolerable from that state of being, from that lightening of being that the innocence of a child gives you. Keep laughing as you do. Keep loving yourselves as you do. That make it possible for us to be here always. We are here anyway, but the contact with you is much more instant when you are in that vibration of lightening.